CKUT. On the air, live for CKUT.
Grand Rising, all my kings and my queens, man, big up on yourself. This is DJ Bobby Payne. Give you a next one, you get me? I want to make sure everybody is ready and awake. Yeah.
Girl, you should know that I play for keeps. Don't ever do me wrong, I need to stay with me. Been through some tough times. Maybe I can't shed light on trust cause my ex lied. Maybe I should take
back. I've been through some tough times. Told you my head's right. Heard about me, but you heard it through the grapevine. Baby, girl, take time. We like a Birkin bag on your waistline. Come, we just slow wine.
Girl, you make me feel the way, yeah. Pretty brown skin coming from Jamaica. You know I'm trying to get this paper. One woman, man, girl, I ain't no player. I wanna be in a fuck later. Even though I got a lot on my plate, just come my way. Ooh, baby, just come my way. Baby girl, come my way. I really wanna grab your waistline. Baby girl, you drive me crazy. Easy to have my babies. Cause you know I always keep it 100. Ride around with me, my one banner. No makeup on you, still be a slow stunner. But I love my fucking week, I'm not gonna
go. Play for keeps. Don't ever do me wrong, I need to stay with me. Been through some tough times. Maybe I can't shed light on trust cause my ex lied. Maybe I should take
back. I've been through some tough times. Told you my head's right. Heard about me, but you heard it through the grapevine. Baby, go take time. We like a working bag on your back, on your back, on your back.
My doctor tells me I'm in need of your medicine.
Everybody.
I need your love and I need you. I need everything. Love will go, love me back. Love will go take life. I need your love and I'm promising you everything. Finally spoke my mind. Say you did listen, yeah. Show me the doors to your heart. Baby, I'm breaking in, yeah. Finally spoke my mind. Say you did listen, yeah. Show me the doors to your heart. Baby, I'm breaking in, yeah.
Me. I did catch cruise, echo Miami. If only bad news could be bribed, take all my money. I like my lies sweet, tastes like irony. But that's the reason that they vex, my nigga. Heavy as the head, but forget, my nigga. Crown don't they bend from the stress, my nigga. It's getting hard to suppress my liquor. So I'm drinking more wine. I bought that here. I'd rather be online than out with company. When I'm turning on my mind, the thoughts are too heavy. Cause life is no joke, we cope with comedy. I really know they see your face. That's why we switch lanes, know they indicate. Everybody won't blow, who they pick the date? God, when will I be the one they imitate? But most times I feel no one can relate.
When there's no time, there's no energy. I'm just running, running, running. She don't want my love, I guess I gotta move on. Hey, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh, but she don't want my love, I guess I gotta move on. Oh yeah, oh no.
Yo, hear me a say, man, DJ Polis represent your brother, DJ Bobby P. You know the girl, them say, they want you to stick to them like all the people stick to them, yeah. Some of them are walk vehicle, some of them are tech bus, some of them are tech train. Oh, it's a musical train. Yo, Bobby P, you know you are the girl in the end,
though. She don't want my love, I guess I gotta move on. Hey, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh, but she don't want my love, I guess I gotta move on. Oh yeah, oh no. If she don't want my love,
too strong, I guess. She don't want my love, I guess I gotta move on, I guess. I tried to give it all to you, baby. Brand new Mercedes, a newborn baby, yeah. And I told you, love too lazy. Damn, all you had to do was love me, baby. And that gets so frustrating, yeah. Why you wanna go and test me, baby, yeah? Degrade me and tell me I'm failing, yeah. Keep telling me things like this. Done trying with me, done fighting with me, yeah. Gave you a ring that was going off the deep end, yeah. On daily on my drain for the weekend. Sent you some things, yeah, when I was done drinking. Like, girl, he with you for the wrong reason. Cause you was on me, tell him stop reaching. That's gas, jealous of me. I'm salty, I need it, my wounds keep bleeding. You found a new man, so I gotta move on. Guess you gotta know I'm generous. When you barely know I'm gone, say you're wrong. Guess you had to move on. On, says she.
And I've been living fast life, but I see it in slow. Oh no, and you see my lifestyle, I got cheese in the tub. See many people there outside where they feed man's oboe. Oh no, I me a stand the defender like Joseph Yobo. My girl say she want Netflix and chill, so I chatty get even warning. If you fall in love, girl is certain. You go to breakfast, I'm not capping. Can you see dripple, I'm not catchy. I'm not faking this, no fugazi. You see these feelings, I'm not catching. I'm a quest and feet, I just want it.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby J.
And I've been living fast life, but I see it in slow. Oh no, and you see my lifestyle, I got cheese in the tub. See many people there outside where they feed man's oboe. Oh no, and me a stand the defender like Joseph Yobo. My girl say she want Netflix and chill, so I chatty get even warning. If you fall in love, girl is certain. You go to breakfast, I'm not capping. Can you see dripple, I'm not catchy. I'm not faking this, no fugazi. You see these feelings, I'm not catching. I'm a quest and feet, I just want it.
Happiness. If I broke, now my business.
Now get ready to be entertained, enlightened, and empowered with the Empower Hour. You get me? Come on.
Happiness. If I broke, now my business.
I think this is deep.
Grand Rising, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and broadcasting live every Sunday on the OLC, IG, and Facebook at the Empower Hour Radio. Now, for the next 2 hours, this squad is going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. Today's show is brought to you by CKUT, the OFC, Solo Drum, and the Caribbean Curry House. Don't forget to mention the Empower Hour and enjoy 10% off of your next meal. I'm Queen Kaya, joined today by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens that are listening.
Blessed, melanated, rising, my people. I am so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to our ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be on air. And I just ask that the words that are shared today, let it be very educational. Let it be very uplifting. Let it be entertaining. Most importantly, let it be empowering for every one of our listeners. And I'm sending out that spirit of love, light, unity, strength, peace, great health, wealth, and all that good stuff, guys. Ashe. So, it's me. This morning, I am actually kicking off our show on our own. Now, I say on our own, but you guys know me. I'm never by myself. So, I'm here with the non-physical entities that are on the show with me. So I'm here just guided by the spirit. But no, honestly, huge shout out to Queen Kaya. It was her birthday. She wasn't able to join us this week, but mad love to her. And Gina did mention she would be away for a couple of weeks. So Gina, I hope you're having a good time wherever you are. Be safe. And big shout out DJ Bobby Payne for the exceptional mix at the beginning of the show. So there's a, I guess, you know, I'm just going to dive in. You know, we normally ask, what was the week like this week? So first off, people, there's a lot of cool developments. And I first want to just acknowledge and shout out the team, the OFC, the Empower Hour. There's a lot of work being done behind the scenes just to be able to continue to provide just the members with that support and visibility, and as well as you all in terms of just our listeners. Well, a lot of you guys are our members as well. But, you know, just to ensure that we're offering you quality product services and just quality experiences. So there's a lot of things that we've been working on. So you guys have heard me mention it. One of the most exciting things I think we have going right now is the OFC Lotto Copac. So let's, I just want to take out my notes here. So Jackie Steven was our first winner. And so first I have to give him a huge shout out. So, Jackie, big shout out to you for being the first winner of the OFC Lotto Copac. So, he won $1,000, guys. $1,000. I don't know why we whisper when we're talking about $1,000. No. So, he won $1,000 to spend within the community. So, congratulations. If you guys have not registered yet, you definitely want to register to take part on both sides. Businesses, we need you to register as well, because as you register, these entrepreneurs know where they could go and they spend, where they could go spend their money. And then as an individual, obviously you have the opportunity to win. So it's $500 every week that's being drawn for individuals to take part. Obviously you have to be a registered member of the OFC. Your membership is $150 for the year as a member of the OFC, and that encompasses your entire family. And then it's $24 per adult to take part in the Lotto Copac. So this is what it is. And then for entrepreneurs, it's $200 for the year. And then it's $100 to take part in the Lotto Copac. So guys, that is peanuts. I almost want to tell you guys right now. Actually, yes, I'm going to just because I can and I have time. So if we say every week for you as an entrepreneur to get the visibility that's offered by the OFC, and to be able to have members of the community spend money with you, it's costing you $5.76 a week. I'm a part of some networking groups that they pay roughly what, $1,200-$1,300 a year to be a part of their collectives, which is huge. You get a lot of support and a lot of visibility, but I have to say, the OFC, we're doing a lot and we're asking so little. So that was just a huge, huge plus for us this past week. So being able to have this drawn, being able to put this money out into the community, guys, it really is. It's exciting. It's exciting to be able to see the impact it's having. I just want to remind you guys every week what this means. It really does mean that now there's money circulating within the community. The whole vision is to be able to empower economically, economically empower our community, encourage more people to create businesses, support our entrepreneurs, and even as individuals, like, we love to support our businesses, but sometimes, especially with the cost of gas these days, we might not have the extra means. So now with this initiative that we've launched, we now have a bit of means every week. Money's going to be spent in our community. So hotep, amen, and ashe to that. Other cool things that's been happening. So, for those who are watching us on camera, I'm pretty sure you could see, if you zoom in closer, you probably see sawdust still in my hair. I came straight from the OFC Holistic Healing Retreat, came right on to the radio. So we've been doing all kind of awesome things there, clearing the land, preparing it for camping. Guys, mark your calendars. July 9th, we are having our Family Day Summer Jam at the cottage. It is going to be exceptional. It is going to be exceptional. So what to expect? All right, so note it right now. This is going to be exciting for everybody. Grab your paper, grab your pens. So July 9th, it's a 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. type of thing. So yeah, it is going all day, all night. We're starting off in the daytime where we're going to have a bunch of different activities and different things going on. So because obviously you guys know it's a family day. So, you know, we're going to have like games. We're going to have barbecues. We have DJ Blaster who's coming to play in the daytime for us. We also have a collaboration with Kaya Pesh. So big shout out to our brother Terry. So he's going to be bringing some youth out fishing. So for those who want to take part in that, please, you're going to have to contact us and register because we have to prep you for the fishing activities and stuff like that. You know, so we're going to have a bunch of different games. We're going to have, like I said, barbecues and different things going on in the daytime. And then we're going to transition and because it's going on all day. So now we have at nighttime, we have a bonfire. We have stargazing, we're gonna have fireworks, we're gonna have more music, we're gonna have performances, we're gonna have performances in the day too. I forgot about that part. We have performances in the daytime. We have DJ Serious Savage that's gonna be playing at night. We have West Can that's gonna be performing. We have MCD Solo performing. We have Natasha T. Marie. I'm so excited. Natasha Marie, guys, this is going to be, so like I said, and we're going to have a bunch of other performers and stuff like that as well. But again, the idea, we want the families to come out and have a good time. Those who stay with us overnight, who do camp, all right? So for those who are campers, you're welcome to come and stay overnight. You just need to register, give us the heads up, let us know you're coming to camp overnight, because the next morning, you will get breakfast on us. Bienvenue, and you're welcome. So guys, so this is going to be awesome, and it's a fundraiser. So it's $20 per person or $50 per car, and just come on out, help to support the cause. We're raising funds for the OFC Holistic Healing Retreat and Campground. For those who just want to come and see what the grounds look like, it's your opportunity to come and check it out. We're about an hour and a bit outside of the city. July 9th, mark your calendar, save the date, get in contact with the OFC for more information. 514-651-4545. Again, if you guys check in, 514-651-4545. All right, so definitely check us out. If you haven't already, some key things I just want to remind you guys of. I know I remind you every week of my apologies, but if I don't say it, my bosses get mad. So just a reminder, if you could go on YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube page, our YouTube channel for the Empower Hour. We've been putting out a lot of content of all the little video clips from our shows. You're going to be seeing them up on there. So that's been really awesome. So definitely subscribe to there and follow us. Follow us on our Instagram, on the Empower Hour Instagram. Well, you know, and support it, all the other platforms we have as well. You know, we have the OFC community website. OFClink.com is the directory. Anything you need in the city, go to OFClink.com, and you'll be able to find it there. If you don't see your own business listed there, get in contact with us. It's going to be our pleasure to have you on. Other quick things now. I just want to, like, I know we're going through a lot as a community. So that was, I started off with just, you know, some, call it my... you know, housekeeping, letting you guys know what's going on and what's new and exciting. But this is just the word I would just like to share with you guys, because I know there's a lot. We're going through a lot as a people. There's a lot of ups and there's a lot of downs. But I do feel there's more ups if we continue to keep our head up, right? Life is always going to continue to challenge us, and we want it to. Believe it or not, again, we come to the planet for these challenges because they help us to evolve as a being, right? As an entity. Like, you're way more than just a physical entity that you see in the mirror. There's two sides of you, technically just three, but we won't super deep dive right now. But I just want to encourage you guys. Life has blessed us with this platform and given us this opportunity where we have a voice and we could share. And I like to use this opportunity to encourage you all, because I know it's not always easy. But when the life challenges come, if it's all about perception, it's all about how you see things. And I watched this cool interview just recently where Will Smith was on with David Letterman, and he was talking about just the challenges that he's gone through as an individual, and how it has enabled him to grow. And he's even at a point now where he's come to accept like, he could lose everything and still have the same peace of mind. Funny enough, actually, because this interview was done before the infamous slap. But anyways, I'm going to digress on that. The whole point of what I'm saying is just that we need to get to a point where we have such an understanding of ourselves and of life, is that so that when obstacles come, because they will come, that we're able to take a step back and observe the obstacle and study it. Watch it from a perspective different than as if you don't look at it as if we're going through it. Look at it from a, like, you're the observer of it. And ask yourself what you're to learn from this experience. What is it life is trying to show you? What is it you need to understand from this? And just by asking the question, I could guarantee you that your spirit will give you the answer, because you're taking the time to acknowledge that there's something happening beyond. But a lot of times what happens is that we're so close to the experience that we don't let ourselves take a step back and assess or acknowledge what's actually happening. We're really in it. So my encouragement to you all is, as we're going through things, take a step back, assess it. Don't react from circumstances. Understand that every circumstance that is coming towards you is to help you to evolve as an entity, to become more. And at the very, very, very base, at the root, we're one. You're one with the planet. The planet wants you to succeed. Your spirit wants you to succeed. Life as a whole, God the creator, is here for your success. So literally, when things aren't going in your favor, look at it as a, okay, it's not going in my favor because there's more to this. There's something else I'm to get from this. There's a lesson I'm supposed to learn from this. There's something to come from this experience. But don't take it as, this is it, woe is me, my life sucks, because that's not your reality. And I could tell you, anytime you tell yourself something like, oh, my life sucks, I could guarantee you it feels terrible inside, because that's your inner being guiding you and telling you, don't think like that, don't say things like that, because as you speak it, it's like you're putting out an intention, and you do not want to put a negative intention out on yourself. So you do not want to say stuff like, my life sucks, because that is an intention. You want to look at what's happening. You want to say, yo, this is a blessed circumstance. Get to a point where you become almost crazy with it, where every negative circumstance, you're able to be optimistic and you're able to see the glass half full, where even people around you are like, yo, how come you're always so positive? Be that person. Be that person for yourself. Be that person for your family. Be that person for your loved ones. Be the example that the world wants to see and needs to see right now, guys. As we all evolve and we all wake up and remember who we are, remember our divinity, remember our awesomeness, remember our unity, our connection to the planet and our connection to each other, it's going to just feel so much better. We're going to be able to evolve, and we're going to be in peace, and we're going to continue to enjoy this life experience even more than we're enjoying it right now. All right, guys. So with that, prepare yourself for this evolution. Get ready for the next steps, because this is still just very much the beginning. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy the sun. Charge your energy as much as you can. And if you have any questions about anything on a spiritual aspect, please do not hesitate to reach out. It's always my pleasure to be an outlet and to be a support to the brothers and sisters in the community. So I'm sending you guys with peace, love, and blessings. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we get back, guys, we're going to deep dive into our interview. We're going to deep dive into our amazing interview. And yeah, we'll be back.
Cinema Politica is thrilled to announce the theatrical release of Dear Jackie, a feature documentary by Henri Pardot. The film opens on June 17 in 4 theaters in Montreal: Cinéma Public, Cinéma du Musée, Cinémathèque Québécoise, and Cinéma Moderne, with the director and special guest in attendance at select screenings. Dear Jackie poetically tells the story of one of the oldest black communities in Canada, Montreal's Little Burgundy, by way of a cinematic letter to Jackie Robinson, the first black man to break the color barrier in professional baseball. It also masterfully connects history to the present by challenging the myth of a post-racial society. This release is co-presented by Desta Black Youth Network, Tyndale St. George's Community Center, Canteen Bergs, and Makisia Solo. For more information and tickets, visit cinemapolitica.org. We hope to see you there. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
I'm back. My name is DJ Bobby Payne, man. We having some fun with this music. can catch me on all platforms at DJ Bobby Payne, all one word, P-A-Y-N-E. So we're about to be open up. So pick up everybody who's ready for that. Let's go.
Baby, when the bright lights start to fade, fire up your lighter, hold on with the waves. You make me feel like you make me feel like
Like you want my emphasis, bring more like a jam, can't tire. Endless loving and it can't expire. I will say that I never answer a prayer.
You know, say, you have the loving for me, body when you hold me. And if you call me, we come. Be happy, me now, let her go. Love is like a seed and you reap where you sow. Baby, when the bright lights up,
up the place, voting on my relationship. You have to put your one lock down. Put your body on lock down. You got me on lock now. Got my person on lock. Oh, if you love me, you should let me. You should let me. You should let me. No, and if you don't know, better feel let me. Better feel let me. Better you let me go.
Pulling up, pulling up, pulling up.
Nobody deal with the bugger I'm talking. But nothing now, we are chilling.
I can do this every morning, every evening, have you screaming straight back to sunrise.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
You see dung, your man lazy, you give on, you want hot, fear run.
Me got one night, if you know your body, mommy, got your body good, you want up, Tommy, figure soon, like how my come catch me, mommy, ticker than me granny porridge, got it to a window day, we are a fee party, go by your head, me got a f*** on your forehead, living in the world,
you are a beautiful human, I love your sense of humor, it's fun to be, I
your back, you feel arch.
Everybody!
Like baby, just a make touch. Tell me 1 mile, make it scotch. If you is a freak, girl, you knock a patch. Goody, play with the bat and the ball. Catch it, should be bubble for me. You can't bubble for me. Them a say you're red, me no care, me no beer, me no scare, me no scoopy, you fit. That what do me? Nothing can stop with beer, can stop. Love it when you spread, not me and age. Me in a your life, this day and age. But you no boring, so me see amaze.
You are a beautiful human. I love your sense of humor.
Time for waste, a time for your fun. So me can love whom I want, whom I want and done. Me nah no time for liars. Me nah go shed a tear. Nah do your job, you're fired. Right now me need me space. Yeah, they got business when me show you me care. Best believe me nah go play fear. You have a girl and me have a man too. You want to cheat and me have a cheat too. Two can play the game, no even. So tell me how you feel about that. Oh, you want it? Old boy, you no want none. Oh, you want my time and I got done. Cancel cut your time down. Right now I fear play your time boom. Oh you want that 5, 6, 7, 8 and then come and tell me if you don't want fun. Boy I get dismissed. Me not have time for this. New man in my life. Cause you die.
Whoa! We make you wine all that. We make you wine all that.
And we're back. So we have a big shout out again to Andrea Cox for this exceptional interview. So myself and Queen Kai, we had an opportunity to deep dive with her. So you guys sit back, enjoy this interview. The information that she shared here, that's all I could say. Guys, and you're going to want to look out for her book. Right now it's on special. We're getting 25% off of Amazon. We're going to discuss it in the interview as well. But I'm giving you guys a quick pre. So just be ready. Check it out on Amazon. Final Departure by Andrea Cox. You want to take advantage because as of this coming Sunday, it is no longer going to be on special. Right now, you can get 25% off the book. Take advantage. Enjoy.
And we are back, people. So as you guys know, like we've been talking about this month, we are talking business, we're talking entrepreneurship, we're talking about planning. And I think the guest that we have on right now is perfect for this topic, for this conversation. She's an entrepreneur and she's all about planning for the future. So with no further ado, I want to introduce our sister, Andrea Cox. Welcome to the Empower Hour, sister.
Claps.
I know every week I say that we need to get sound effects plugged into here. It just doesn't happen. We'll see.
Maybe. That's all right.
Maybe come next one. So we're really glad to have you on the Empower Hour with us. So thank you so much. And you're joining us out of Alberta. Just so our listeners know. Okay, so you guys know the OFC, we're global, guys. We are global. It's not just within Quebec or Ontario. It's all over the world. Talk about it. So, Andrea, so like, just to give you a little context, so this is where we deep dive with our entrepreneurs within the community. Okay, so, and the segment you're on with us right now is what we call the business zone. And again, it is where we feature and highlight entrepreneurs in the community and just, you know, highlight their excellence. So, but before we dive into the business, I would like to give you an opportunity just to introduce yourself, just so the listeners can get an idea of who you are.
Yes, thank you. So my name is Andrea Cox, born and raised in Calgary, Alberta. My parents are actually both from Jamaica. So I tell people that I'm Jamaican. So... That is, you know, I have a twin brother, I have an older sister, and yeah, so pretty much I am a super auntie. I'm a, as I mentioned, daughter, twin sister, and yeah, what do I enjoy doing? If I think about, like, organizing, and it's interesting, I was volunteering with an organization, Sharon Long. I was on with that organization for quite some time, helping with the music part of the organization organized, you know, gospel.
Is that the Seventh-day Adventist Church? Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
That exactly. Church she works with? Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, organizing our gospel nights and helping to organizing our business extravaganza in our community. So I've always liked planning, and it just so happened, you know, I was doing HR for years, I was doing staffing for years, and I ended up working with Unionized Insurance Company, and I was going to union members' homes to explain to them their options for permanent benefits, which was a funeral coverage. So that's where I started off, first off, with what I did. And, you know, I would go to homes explaining to them why they need this coverage. And, you know, I met this one guy who straight up told me that he does not need a funeral coverage because he's not going to die. And he was so confident. And I was like, okay. Wow. And, you know, I would go to homes asking questions on the, do you have a will? And these kind of stuff. And a lot of people said no. And I didn't have a will either at that time. Mm-hmm. And I met with this one couple, very young couple, and they told me that they do have a will. And I thought it was a bit weird. Right. And they told me that they had the wills because one of their close friends actually died from domestic violence.
Oh.
And when they went to the funeral, the children were there with their with social services. And, you know, the more as you're out there talking with people, I realize that, oh, my goodness, we're missing something, especially in our community, right? We don't understand this importance of protecting ourselves, protecting our families. And that's pretty much where it all started.
Wow. So, that is huge. And, you know, I wanted to ask, I'm not sure if it's rude or not, but did the person who said he's not going to die, is he still alive?
I don't know.
Okay, let's hope he is. Okay, good.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say
I was waiting for the punchline too. I was gonna. I was like, I thought Andrew was gonna say, and then I was like, psych. Like, oh God.
I was like, okay, no, I really.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say, and he's dead next week. Can you believe that? Okay, so no. But, good.
Yeah, no, I don't know. You know, yeah, I was always going to different homes. I don't know and this is the thing about it, right? That is that as you're out in the community, you're trying to educate and tell people. And your nightmare is if someone does die and they don't have it, right? And what you say to the family, do you know what I mean? So that's when I realized I really need to more tailor to my community specifically, just because we know when someone passes away in our own community, right? And it's like, you guys, I'm sorry, I tried. Like, you know, mom and dad doesn't have a will, they don't have insurance. And you're just hearing the stories and you're watching all the mess, you know, right in front of your face thinking we tried, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So as we know, this topic is very taboo. We don't want to talk about it. Our community is very reactive as opposed to proactive, right? So it's just about educating. It's just about educating.
No, and I honestly, if you ask me my personal opinion, first of all, I'm a master conspiracy theorist, just so everybody, all our listeners know that already. I have conspiracies for everything. But I really do feel we are miseducated on purpose, because when you understand the wealth that you could accumulate by just planning ahead, like every other culture and community, like they're insuring their children like days old, like they're 15, 20 days old. They're giving them whole life insurance policies. There's people investing in their life insurance, using that money, using the interest that the life insurance, like there's tons of financial benefits, but we've been conditioned that, oh, no, we don't talk about these kind of things in our community. Why? Why don't we talk about when everyone in the community has wills, has insurance, has different things? We're like, no, we're not going to talk about it. So we're going to talk about it today.
We're going to talk about it.
So let's go into the business. So you are a licensed prepaid planning specialist based in Alberta, and you also serve BC as well.
Mm-hmm,
right. Mm-hmm. So in essence, that means that you sell prepaid funeral packages. Is that how this?
I partner with quite a few different funeral homes in Alberta and in BC, and we do the prepaid funeral packages. Mm-hmm. So the difference, I know people are probably wondering, well, what is that? How does that work? Right. You know, we have insurance, which is great. And this is another insurance vehicle. And what ends up happening is that when you go to a funeral home in Northern, pretty much world, let's say North America, to be safe. Let's say North America. And about 95% of the funeral homes actually work with an insurance company. And what ends up happening is that when someone goes, you can go into the funeral home, choose your casket, choose your urn, choose whatever you want, and get your package. and you're actually able to lock in today's dollars. So we actually do paperwork for the funeral home, and we do paperwork for the insurance company. So that product and that package is insured. So, you know, you have an option of doing a 3-year plan, 5-year plan, 3, 5, 15, and 20 are the plans. I want to say 10 as well. Mm-hmm. And so what ends up happening is, say, for instance, you take out a 5-year plan and something happens within 3 years and it covers everything. So what happens is that they pay the funeral home within 1 to 2 business days, as opposed to paying your beneficiary, who will then pay the funeral home. Mm. Now, there's times that we have our beneficiaries who don't want to pay the funeral home, and someone else is left with that bill, right? We hear stories of that. Let's be real. We have, you know, our children or whoever on the policy, and they decide that they don't want to pay the funeral home. Might it be that someone forgot to change the beneficiary? Do you know what I mean? There's like different reasons as to why that can happen. So at the end of the day, they pay the funeral home directly. So the contract is between the individual and the funeral home and the insurance company.
Okay, so hold on. Let me make sure I'm understanding this carefully, because this is good stuff. And I just want to make sure it's clear. So now we get this insurance package that was not an insurance package. We prepay for our funeral arrangements, right? Now, and let's pick a term, like you said, like a 5-year term. Something happens within that 3 years. Now, and when you say 5-year term, I mean we're paying every month, type of thing.
Yeah,
for the thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now let's just use a number of 10,000, right? Let's say it's going to cost everything's going to cost you 10,000 for your funeral. Now let's say over that 3 years, I've only paid, I don't know, 4,000. Now, are you saying that this is where the insurance company kicks in and pays out balance? That's 6,000?
It pays out everything. Correct. Yes. So like the underwriting, it's just like an insurance company. It's just an insurance policy, right? Hmm. We have life insurance, and you know, when we pass away, it pays it out. It's the same idea.
Okay.
Right. It's the same idea.
But it's
not like a whole life policy that you pay every month for the rest of your life. You choose your payment. Obviously, it has interest and stuff, and then it's there. So, you know, I guess one of the disadvantages of doing this is that it's not a disadvantage. One of the cons, I would say, is you're paying more for this service as opposed to having just a blanket whole life policy or a blanket term policy,
okay,
right? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the peace of mind is there. And what I mean by that is, when a loved one passes away, let's say in the hospital, mm-hmm, and they're going to ask the family, like, you know, which funeral home do you want to take care of your loved one? So that's already done.
Right.
Not only that, they go into the funeral home, and you know, your family doesn't have to go into the showroom. They don't have to go make those decisions because that's already done, right? Mm. So it's that peace of mind because everything is done. So it's less work, it's less stress, it's less responsibilities, less options that's left on your family because you've done everything for them. So as opposed to them having to go through that whole process, mm-hmm, they don't have to go through that. They're more just now grieving, and they can, it's almost like a better experience knowing that, oh my goodness, mom did all of this for me. Do you know what I mean? Or mm-hmm, for us.
Yeah.
So there's just a difference as opposed to nothing being in place, as opposed to most things has been fully taken care of.
I love this. So now I'm going to throw you a curveball right now. Kaya, I don't know if you've been thinking about this, like in terms of what your plans are going to be, if you want to be cremated, buried, or that whole nine. I personally want to be, what's it called? I want to become a base for a plant. I want my body to be like those things that looks like for our listeners can't see this, but I'm
like
putting my
roots?
Hands together like a bulb. Yes. Have you seen that? Where I could actually, they take my body, put it into like this thing, and then they plant a tree with it.
Kind of like compost. It's kind of like a big.
It's kind of, but it's a thing that exists. Like I Googled it just to check. Anyways, while we're talking
now, is that in Canada? Is that in Montreal?
It's in Canada. I don't know if it's just specifically, it exists. If you check and see, okay, so now the fact that you're asking me this question, I mean, you haven't heard of it. So it's a new way of, because first of all, if it's not that, I just want to be cremated, but I like the idea of becoming a tree. So then basically, they just take my body, put it in this thing, and then they plant it, And it's like they planted with the top of a tree. And then like I become part of the roots of the tree and I grow out in the tree. Dopeness.
I have heard about it. I didn't realize that that was an option here in Canada. So I've heard of green burial, which means that you'll bury, but it's more going to be with material that, you know, it's it composes okay inside the natural earth, right? I've heard of that. Mm-hmm. I've heard of funeral homes that do the tree planting, but that just means that they plant the tree and they have like your, like a sign or something that has your name in that memorializes you. I've heard of that. And I've heard of what you're saying, but I didn't realize it was here in Canada.
Okay, so maybe I should double check my facts, but I do know it's, okay, so I just Googled it. Biodegradable burial pod. That's what I want to be.
right.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I just didn't realize that because I haven't offered that package at all. So, but I've heard of the green burial. There's green burial and there's another one as well that is a different kind of a, as I took out my book, but there's another kind of a cremation that's more with water, and that is in specific provinces in Canada. And I don't believe Quebec is one of them. And I don't believe, Alberta and Quebec is not on that list, but it's like an alkaline.
Quebec, let's just say, probably nothing works in Quebec. Let's just say that, I'm sorry. Quebecers, you guys know how Quebec likes to be backwards on everything. So if that's the case, and if pods are available in Ontario, my family's gonna come see me across the Ontario border. What happened, guys?
Backwards and self-righteous. I'm just gonna put that. I just want to say that.
Thank you, Kai. No, I appreciate you. I appreciate just clarifying and confirming that. That's good. We've gone off topic. Well, no, we're still on topic.
We're on topic because I actually was gonna say. I need some information. I would love to have a consultation with you because I'm thinking about that now. I feel like I'm my father and my mother's riskiest child. And I feel like I need insurance. And for me, no fancy funerals required. I really just cremate me and that's it. Have a party. So what happens for those people that just want a cremation, that don't want to have the whole ceremony, the whole everything? Do you offer that?
Well, the thing about it is that I think what we also need to realize that when one passes away, it's not about the person who died, it's about those who are left behind, right? So although you want a cremation, there still should be a celebration of life or something to honor you, to remember you. But it's also to keep in mind that although we want to do cremation, we need to also inform our family what should they do with our ashes. So a lot of us will choose that option that we want to be cremated, and then we need to ask the question, then what? Because as families, some of them are too scared to even go to the funeral home to get the ashes. Like just that burden of going to the funeral home to get the ashes. What am I supposed to do with this? Where do I put it, right? So, you know what I mean? So we need to go further than just, and there's different options for cremation. And this is where
I love this.
The book comes in because there's a lot of, you know, you guys, the thing about it is that we plan our birthdays, we plan our weddings. Our weddings can take 6 months to a year to plan. We plan the anniversary. We do so much planning, but when it comes to a death, it is so instant and it's left for your loved ones to kind of figure out during the most devastating time of their life. Mm-hmm. Even if you ask them what's their first name, they don't remember, because that is how much death, that's what death does to us. It literally knocks us off of our feet, right?
In our community, we also have, it's a thing, right? Because they say that you're kind of calling death on yourself if you go and get insurance and stuff. So let me ask you, how do you instill the value into the people who are old school Caribbean that say, no, I'm not called death onto my life. I'm not called death, so I'm not get insurance. How do you counter that?
What, do you know what, you guys, this is where we have to come in and be the example. So what we do is we get our coverage and then we let our parents know that, you know what, something happens to me, I have X, Y, Z, and it's going to be taken care of. And I, you know, some people will say, well, you know, I'm dead, so who cares? And it's like, you know what, I don't want you to go through losing a loved one because once you go through that experience, you do not want to put that on somebody else, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's an education piece, and even us having these conversations with those who have lost a loved one, because we don't know what we don't know, right? Mm-hmm. And this is why we just need to have these conversations, because it's night and day when there was a plan in place as opposed to when there was nothing in place.
So, and I think this is a good segue, because I feel that you do have a very good starter tool to break the ice to have this conversation. So we did mention this at the beginning, but you are also an author.
Yes.
And you have an amazing book called Final Departure, A Step-by-Step Guide to Preparing for One's Passing. Mm-hmm. Amazing, amazing. Kudos to you on this exceptional book. Right off the top, I'm going to tell everybody, like, first of all, again, like you said it, death, everybody's going to transcend, guys. Everybody, it's a guarantee. If you're not sure how to broach a conversation, you're not sure what to do, how to do, just start with this book. Maybe even get the book and give it to somebody as a gift. Like, just, it might be a weird gift. Like, what are you trying to tell me? But no, it's just, we want you to be prepared. We want you to plan ahead, because I really think this is what it is. So can you talk a little bit more about the inspiration behind the book and what people could expect?
Yeah, for sure. So the book pretty much came about because, you know, I'm out there trying to educate us that we're going to die. Mm-hmm. We don't want to hear it.
Right.
Because as far as we're concerned, we're not going to die. Right. So, and if we die, or if we talk about it, we're going to die. And you know what? It has got us nowhere.
Yes.
And even when it comes to our grief journey, it gets us nowhere, right? So the more we talk about it and normalize this discussion, when we think about those who have mental illness, like now it's out there, we have mental illness days. Now, even if you're at work, you could take a mental illness day because they understand the importance.
Yeah.
This is the same thing with death. This is something that we can't, you know, the stats is 1 out of 1, let's be real. And, you know, doing the work I've done for, oh my gosh, we're going on almost 7 years. I realized that something had to give. So there's that saying that says that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Yeah.
The book was a different result because, you know, mm-hmm. I've learned so much over the last 6 to 7 years that I had to get it in a book so that people can just get this information. When I did my training, like that's what pretty much kept me so long, because I was learning so much and I'm like, people don't know this information. And when we know this stuff in advance and we plan in advance, our family will have a much different experience when a loved one passes away. You know, when we think about our parents, they did this whole, you know, losing a loved one and they don't talk about that person. It's just completely ignored. And somehow their generation was able to deal with it. I don't know how they did it, but they did. But now we're dealing with, I don't know about in Quebec, guys, but I know here in Alberta and in Calgary, our suicide rate is getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, if we were not taught how to grieve,
yeah,
we don't know how to grieve. There's so much things that we just do not know because it was not taught in our homes. It's not taught in schools. Why do we not talk about this even in schools? It's not anywhere. So now we're growing up. And as I said, our parents was able to deal with it as best as they could,
mm-hmm.
but it still falls on the children. So now we're having a generation that is now, it's knocking us down as we're getting younger, because now we're having kids and stuff who's now committing suicide. For whatever reason it may be, some of it could be that, you know, it could be of losing a loved one. And, you know, suicide, losing a loved one is one thing, but losing a loved one to suicide is even worse, because death and now suicide, and we're not getting the support we need to deal with that. So now we have a whole group that is grieving,
yeah,
don't know how to grieve. And I know in the States you have generations of suicide.
Yeah.
Because now we are using that as, you know what I mean? And we just need to talk about this and normalize it. It is okay to not be okay. And we need to explain that to people. You know, don't try to put this front up. It's okay if you're going to cry. You know what I mean? But we love to do this thing when someone dies, be strong. Be strong for who?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like we just need the support with these grief counselors, with these grief coaches. And we need the support of just talking about death, because we need to discuss it. We need to talk about it. It's normal. We ignoring it is not helping. And our families are having a horrible experience. A loved one passes away. And that's another thing, is that the reason for this book is to be a resource. Because at the end of the day, if our family does not have their affairs in order, it falls on those who are left behind.
You know, and it's amazing that you're saying that, because even when Kaya had asked the question, like, how do you educate people, you know, especially like some of our West Indian parents who are those superstitious, I think if we framed it a little differently, where we show them that it's almost being selfish to not plan ahead. It's like do you, is that what you're saying, that you do not, you want somebody else to have to deal with that? Like you don't want to, and right. I guess if you know, you come from more of an emotional standpoint, get the superstition out of it, but just really, like, is that what you want for your daughter or your grandchild? Like, for them to have to take care of your affairs? I think it is better that, you know, you look at it from that perspective. So yeah, so that's it. You don't want to leave that for somebody else to do.
When I was younger, not understanding much about death at all, just the understanding the loss, and I experienced a lot of death as a child in my family, so it was always like a thought, you know. And I used to say to myself, well, when I die, I ain't worried about nothing, because the ambulance bills that I called and ran up and stuff like that, my kids gonna pay it, my family gonna pay it when I die. And then I thought about it, and I was like, wow. No, that's crazy.
Wow, my grandma,
the bills that she had left behind, my mom's siblings pretty much didn't want to pay the funeral. And I can remember one day her going to the funeral home for someone else's funeral, and them saying, hey, you know, you never finished paying for Madame Ward's funeral. And she's like, my sister was responsible for the other portion. I paid the majority of it. They said, well, they never came and paid it. And her siblings were the only ones who collected money off of their mother's death. They actually put paperwork and went and got monies and stuff like that, and never helped pay the funeral. So my mother was actually left to pay the funeral on her own. So I can remember going to the funeral home, and I want to say his name was Alain. Mm-hmm. And he calls mommy in the back, and he says, you know, you. And so we had to end up going back, getting some money, and going back and paying the man.
Wow.
Arlen Barnes. That's what his name was, Arlen Bonner. That was from Ferron's down here. But that is something that we think about, because your family will just be like, yeah, well, they're gone now, so.
Wow, no, and
that's the thing, is that I believe that there were times that funeral homes would, and some funeral homes still do this, like one of the funeral homes that I work with here now, you know, you're supposed to pay the bill before they actually do the service. And we can understand why they do that, because it's a business, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't go to Superstore and get the stuff and walk out before paying for it. It's the exact same thing,
same
right?
Concept, yeah.
So it's the same concept. So, you know, you would hear lots of stories like what Kaya is saying, that, you know what, there's still this bill for this, you know, the beneficiaries, they got their money, they're gone. And then whoever is left is left this bill. And it happens more often than people would ever imagine.
So now, because what I would like, because first of all, just listening to you speak is really, it's motivating. And I do feel like more people need to hear this. Do you do workshops and stuff as well? Like, if, let's say, because we have a whole collective, obviously, you know, within the OFC that could benefit from this information, where we're now, you know, doing a lot of financial literacy and educating the community on, you know, getting insurance and investing. But from this perspective, I don't know if this is something you do. Is it do you do these type of workshops, virtual workshops, or you present for groups?
Yes. So, you know, and we were doing a lot of this before I wrote the book, but now we're working on a different workshop, which is pretty much done, but I have been using it. My second one's going to be the end of this month. But yeah, we do workshops. I used to do workshops on a monthly basis during COVID. Okay. And then since I was working on the book, that's kind of gone down. But, you know, as of this summer, it'll be something regular, because we will be going to organizations, you know, more churches and stuff, because the goal is that people will get the book, they'll read through it, and they'll fill out the workbook. So there's a workbook at the back. So what ends up happening is that when someone passes away, The family has the workbook as their resource, as their guide. When they can't think straight, they don't even know what is what, the guide. So like even the workbook, the order of the workbook is the order that your family is going to need things as things happen. At the back of the book, it even has like, you know, what to do the first 24 hours. You know, what to say and what not to say to someone who's grieving. You know, what to say to someone who's dying. There is so much information in this book. If we can just get our hands on it and just talk more, I'm telling you, we would be in a better position as a community. You know, we all need these insurance products to protect our families when we're no longer here. Understanding the difference of term insurance, whole insurance, you know, term being more of a paycheck protection, because when we are gone, our family doesn't have that paycheck no more. So we need that kind of protection. We need a protection to pay for our funeral bill at the end, having our wills done, our living wills done. All of this is part of when we pass away, you know, if we want our organs to be donated or our body donated. Like there's so much information in this book. I could go on, you have a table of contents there. You know what I mean? There's just so much information, and it's just, I think the biggest thing is that we just need to realize is that if our parents, if our siblings, if our aunts and uncles, whoever doesn't have it sorted out, it's going to fall on us. So we might as well have the conversations and ensure that, like, you know, I have a twin brother, and I've been paying his insurance premiums for a long time because I got it that if something happens to my parents, he has two children, right? And right. I got it. And I was with my ex and I paid his insurance even when we were separated for how many years? Mm-hmm. It's only recently I said, enough is enough. We are now, you know, divorced. Like, why am I paying it? And it wasn't so much because I want the money. It's more that if anything happens to him,